Ukraine security issue.
President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday confirmed that the armed forces of Ukraine had liberated two more settlements in the Kherson region, Arkhangelsk and Miralyubivka. According to him, the liberation of Ukrainian territory is becoming a trend.
Найбільш медійною зараз стала історія звільнення Лиману Донецької області. Але успіхи наших воїнів не обмежуються тільки Лиманом.
The story of the liberation of Liman Donetsk region has now become the most popular in the media. But the successes of our soldiers are not limited to Liman, it's a trend. Someone somewhere is holding sham referendums, but when the Ukrainian flag is hoisted on liberated territories, no one cares about the pro-Russian farcical papers or inaction except for the Ukrainian law enforcement agencies, since anyone who is involved in any aggression against our state shall be held accountable, said Volodymyr Zelensky. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that the Ukraine's liberation of Liman showed its ability to push back the Russian invaders. US Secretary of the Defense Lloyd Austin hailed the liberation of Liman as significant, noting that the Ukrainian armed forces had blocked the main ground lines of communication of the Russian army.
On the first issue, whether or not...
Absolutely, it's significant. We are very encouraged by what we are seeing right now. Since Liman was positioned across supply lines, Russia had used to push its troops and material down to the region. Without those routes, it will be more difficult. It presents a sort of a dilemma for the Russians going forward. We think the Ukrainians did a great job reaching Liman and liberating the city. Lloyd Austin believes that Ukraine's success in the Kharkiv and Kherson regions has changed the dynamics on the battlefield. According to him, the success of the Ukrainian armed forces comes as a result of military training, practical experience and efficient use of the weapons provided by the US and other allies. Lloyd added that it is hard to predict further developments in Ukraine, but pledged it to continue support for Ukraine in its defense and security efforts for as long as it takes. The Washington-based Institute for the Study of War said in its latest assessment that Russia's loss of Liman, combined with the Kremlin's failure to conduct partial mobilization, effectively is fundamentally changing the Russian information space. Kremlin-sponsored media are unsatisfied with the loss of Liman and are criticizing the bureaucratic failures of the partial mobilization in the Russian Federation. According to the experts at the Institute, Russian propagandists attribute the defeat around Liman and the Kharkiv region to Russian military failures to properly supply and reinforce Russian forces in northern Donbass. State media are complaining about the lack of transport in the Kharkiv region to Russian military failures to properly supply and reinforce Russian forces in northern Donbass. State media are complaining about the lack of transparency regarding the course of the war against Ukraine. The Russian army may resort to provocations in European countries due to its continuous failures on the front lines in Ukraine. The US Senate fears Russia could launch a strike on airports in Poland. According to Marco Rubio, the top Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee, if Putin decides he can lose the war because of the Western weapons supplies to Ukraine, the Russian dictators could strike at the logistical hubs these supplies are coming through, including inside Poland. At the same time, the US senator stressed he doesn't imagine a scenario where Putin winning the war against Ukraine. Ihor Zhovkva, deputy head of the president's office, believed that Ukraine could join NATO, skipping the membership action plan, similar to Finland and Sweden. According to him, the latest position statements by the presidents of nine Central Eastern European countries should be interpreted as support for admitting Ukraine to the alliance. Today we can see that two countries, Finland and Sweden, are on their way to NATO membership, skipping the membership action plan. Ukraine is watching this process very closely and see that the membership action plan turns is not a sine qua non as it turns out. In response to Ukraine's application for NATO membership, the leaders of nine Central and Eastern European countries issued a statement in support of Ukraine's accession. We are pleased that their response was very quick. Other countries are following suit. We see the response by Canadian Foreign Minister Melanie Joly, who said about Ukraine's application that it was an absolutely adequate step and that Canada is ready to support it. Her statement followed a joint statement by the foreign ministers of three Baltic states on their support for the shortened accession procedure for Ukraine's accession to NATO. We see similar statements by other partners, so the process is going to continue, said Igor Zhovkva. As we have reported, Ukraine applied for NATO membership in a shortened procedure on September 30th. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said in a reserved comment that any country could apply for membership. But until accession, Ukraine's NATO allies focus on practical military assistance here and now. Ukraine's accession to NATO might be opposed by Hungary, whose leadership has declined close defense cooperation with this country since Russia's invasion in February. But Mikhail Podolyak, advisor for the president's office head, is convinced that Budapest will change its stance after more Ukrainian victories on the battlefield.